With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Ponciana, quote, continues to operate below maximum capacity, tabling the Ponciana Rehabilitation Center's 2025 annual report in the House. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes told MPs the report shows, quote, major successes in clinical duties as well as in governance and compliance. But the facility continues to operate below maximum capacity, with just 4 out of 9 cottages currently occupied.
This, Mr. Speaker, indicates that the facility continues to struggle with staffing. In fact, it is operating at less than half of the required staffing capacity. The facility is taking various steps to resolve this, such as providing psychiatric training to upskill experienced local nursing assistants and registered nurses, and to expand recruitment outreach abroad.
But she says Ponciana's ability to hire and train much-needed staff is, quote, further limited, and that's requiring budget reallocations and the preparation of a business case for additional funding.
Further issues include delays in processing, payments, and procurements. However, Mr. Speaker, despite these difficulties, the Ponciana team remains resilient and committed, ensuring continuity of operations and maintaining a high standard of care throughout the year.
Ponciana Rehabilitation Center, located in East End, is a tertiary care residential mental health facility for residents over the age of 18 with, quote, serious and persistent mental illness. In other news, the country lays a former chief secretary to rest.
My destiny in eternity, I will be with Jesus. Although while I'm here on earth, I'd like to continue doing whatever I can, but my future is secure with the Lord.
Audio there from James Ryan himself, featured at Saturday's official funeral at the Aston Ruddy Center in Cayman Brac. The ceremony brought together family, friends, colleagues, and members of the community to pay tribute to Mr. Ryan's dedicated service to the Cayman Islands. He passed away on May 19th. You can find the full recording of the official proceedings on the CIGTV YouTube channel. The Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Cooperation is advancing construction of new affordable homes at the Highlands in the Spot Bay Bluff area of Cayman Brac. The first phase includes 4 3-bedroom homes currently under construction, with additional phases planned subject to, quote, contractor availability and approved funding. The goal is to build a minimum of 4 homes annually, with additional homes added as, quote, financial realities allow each year. Construction at the Highlands is expected to be completed in the third quarter of 2026. And a 35-year-old accused of assaulting a police officer has been formally charged. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the charges of affray, possession of an offensive weapon, and 2 counts each of assaulting police and resisting arrest relate to 2 incidents. Back on June 19th, a police officer attempted to intervene in a fight involving the suspect at a business on Eastern Avenue, who allegedly assaulted another man and a police officer before taking off. Then on Wednesday, officers spotted the suspect in the Seymour Road area of Georgetown, where the man allegedly, quote, violently resisted officers' attempts to detain him. During the incident, the RCIPS says another officer was injured and treated at the hospital. The suspect is set to appear in court tomorrow. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. All schools in Venezuela are to remain closed until next Monday as hopes fade of finding more survivors of last week's earthquakes. Nearly 1,500 people are confirmed to have died, but tens of thousands are still missing. The Democratic Republic of Congo has reported a sharp rise in Ebola cases, with 47 new infections and 12 deaths recorded on Saturday. 360 people are now known to have died since the outbreak was declared in May. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has appealed for calm ahead of planned anti-immigration protests on Tuesday. He says while people have the right to demonstrate, intimidation and violence will not be tolerated. Police in northern Germany say 5 people have been killed in a shooting in the town of Stade, west of Hamburg. They told the BBC 2 people have been arrested, one of them the suspected shooter. BBC News.